This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tylan has a groin injury, and it's going to be out multiple weeks, so we'll see where that goes. And then Kyer has a neck. Kyer Elam has a neck, and he'll be limited today. It's a walkthrough practice today. So with that, the time is yours.
John, just to clarify, Taryn and Terrell are not going to practice at all this week, or at least
they may. Today's a walkthrough, so it's not really a good indicator. But tomorrow they may be out there in some fashion. Not really sure yet. I'll get the update from Nate later this evening.
Is Kyer from the game?
From the game? Yes, yeah, from the game.
Sean, when you guys drafted Christian, the book on Benford was kind of a guy who fit the system, maybe didn't have super elite measurables. That's why it went round six. But he seems in the first 3 weeks, and even go back to training camp, to have, taking that jump into a guy that is just an elite defender. Is that fair to say? And where do you think that growth has come from?
Well, I think, more than anything, he just continues to work hard every day to try and, be the best that he can be. This is undefeated right here, man, this thing. Huh? So he just does a really good job at staying on task and honing in on what his job is every week and how he wants to improve, and then you're seeing the results of that.
John, when you think that with him and Rasul, they have become a pretty good lockdown duo on the boundary for you guys.
What was your first part of that question?
With him and Rasul, it seems like they've become one of the league's, maybe the best lockdown duo on the outside that a lot of teams have in their league.
Well, they do a good job, and those two have formed a really good relationship, which has been fun to watch, Rasul not even really being here a full year yet. So I think they learn, off of one another and the experiences that they've had both on and off the field, and so that's been fun to watch.
It's never fun to discipline a player to sit Keon up for a quarter or what have you, but what do you think that experience showed him, showed you, showed the team, that he was able to buy his time and then score a touchdown?
I don't want to make a bigger deal of it than it was, John, so... I would just say that he handled it extremely well, and there is a mental component to that, to go then back out there in the second quarter and take advantage of your opportunities, and I thought he really did a good job with that as well.
Sean, besides Khalil Shakir with his remarkable catch percentage, besides the obvious that he has good hands, what goes into making him so efficient at catching the football?
I think he's a good football player. He's a football player that plays football. And I know it's not a cop-out answer. It's just a simple, what you see is what you get. And with Khalil, and he comes to work every day prepared, leads by example. I'd say I really appreciate him. I know Josh certainly does as well. But he's just a real steady, steady in his approach type of guy, whether it's, I'm sure, football or anything else he's doing. So he's just got a great head on his shoulders.
I heard you say that about him before, like football. Can you just get into that more of what that means and why that jumps to your mind when you talk about him?
I think it's, he keeps the main thing, it would appear to me, week to week. Training camp, OTAs. He doesn't get too caught up in some of the other stuff that you know, wants to pull that guy's attention these days, and he keeps it simple, right? With life on the field, it appears, and then life off the field as well. So, I have a lot of respect for that, and you know, the results take care of themselves, and he's just steadfast in his core beliefs.
Hey, Sean, you guys made the trade to get Codrington right at the end of your camp there, but yeah. Whatever you saw with the Jets obviously made the decision, but have you been really kind of happy with how he's handled things? Because he made a couple plays the other night that were big field position plays.
Yeah, I mean, for a rookie to make those plays, but really it was the, you know, previous to that, it was the decision making I thought was really good in those moments, because one in particular was not an easy decision to make, especially for a rookie. And I really believe that comes from his work leading up to the game. And, you know, he's a hard worker and, you know, just to, again, hate to wear this word out, but a good football player that understands the process and what it takes and what he needs to do for himself to get himself ready to go.
What do you think, especially without Taron, of your secondary tackling by your secondary this season so far, and what can you say about the importance of that against the Ravens?
Yeah, that's huge. Mark, it's huge every week, right? In particular against a team that we're going to face Sunday night that is very explosive and creates a ton of big plays. And, you know, so unfortunately we won't get a lot of time today to work on it because of the walkthrough tempo and the short week. But, you know, we'll continue to emphasize it throughout the week and hopefully get some more work at it tomorrow.
Sean, Derrick Henry, 30 years old, year 9 for him. You know, at this point, that position is supposed to be a huge fall off. Haven't really seen it from him. What have you seen when you watch him play now that he's in that Ravens system?
Yeah, same. I mean, it's incredible what he's been able to do with his career. Future Hall of Famer, right? First ballot Hall of Famer, and just an amazing, he's once-in-a-lifetime type of running back. Really hard to stop. Seems like it's a marriage made in heaven with what they do and how Coach Harbaugh wants to play. And, you know, just, I mean, the line of scrimmage is, they dominate, right? And that's very impressive.
Can you reflect back to, a long time ago, 2018, the season opener, when Lamar and Josh actually made their debuts as NFL debuts as backups? And what's it felt were meant to eat, and what they meant to each team as they've grown and developed to the point where they are today?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's hard for me to comment on what Lamar has meant to the Ravens because I'm not inside. So respectfully, I would say from the outside looking in, at least, I mean, he's the reigning MVP in the NFL for a reason, right? So that I think is a one-liner that says it all. They were the number one seed, had the best record in football last year, and you know, and it's driven by him. And he's just an incredible athlete, incredible player. Probably in a lot of ways changed some of the things around the NFL by the way he plays. And so just the utmost respect for him and his game.
When you mentioned that, how he's changed things around the NFL, what's it like getting this defense ready to go up against him?
Yeah, a challenge. It's always a challenge, you know. Even when you have veteran players. And so with our new players that are playing this year, that have never played against Lamar, it'll be an adjustment for them. And then just, you know, trying to get them to understand the techniques that you have to use and how on point you have to be. So you're never going to stop a player like that. He's just too good. And, you just hope that you can, win more than you lose in terms of the plays. But they're just so, so powerful. As I said, and then he's just so explosive.
You've lost Matt in preseason, Taron week one, Terrell week two, and you're still top 8 in defense in both yards and points allowed. What has been the key in your mind, big picture wise, to keep this defense functioning at such a high level despite those losses?
Well, I think the defensive coaching staff has done a really good job, you know, led by Bobby, and they've done a really good job of developing They've done a good job of shaping game plans that play to our strengths. And I think that's been evident. And then the players themselves taking the ownership of, hey, this is my opportunity to step up for the team and being ready to do that. And then those players that were already in the starting lineup continuing to take their game one by one up to a new level. So it's not one person, probably, Jay. It's really a combination of things. And then when you look at the offense and the complementary football that we've been able to play, I think, as well as the special teams, it's really helped.
With Josh playing with that hand injury, mechanically changing things on the handoff with the right hand, when that's happening in game, when you're watching that, even though he's done a good job with it, is it something where you're watching that like each time, like, I hope that exchange goes well?
Yeah, I mean, that among many other 100 other things that I'm saying, I hope it goes well. Yeah, so no, I have full confidence in Josh, and he's had to do some things before to adjust his game, and this is just the next one, really.
Matt was on the sideline for this Sunday's game. What kind of a boost do you think that gave you guys emotionally, and where is he in his recovery?
Did you say Matt? Yeah, so great to have him down there, as well as Terrell and Taryn. I mean, I saw them, and they were seen by others as well, you know, getting the call and then talking to some defensive players, going over the offensive players, special teams players as well. And so their influence is huge from a leadership standpoint, bless you, from a, hey, this is the standard. I mean, they stand for the standard. And so when you look at them, I know when I do, and I'm sure their teammates look at them, they know what they're going to be held to just by those guys being there.
You mentioned the offense playing which is a big role, a complementary role.
It's the last one, then I got to go here, guys. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
And helping the defense. How much does that thought enter your mind when you're going for a fourth down on the first drive just to keep the gas on the pedal?
You try and just think about it from all different angles when you're making decisions. Sometimes it works out. Unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't. But just always trying to put the team in the best position possible.